أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وترى الشمس إذا طلعت تزاور عن كهفهم ذات اليمين وإذا غربت تقرضهم ذات الشمال وهم في فجوة من ذلك من آيات الله من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا صدق الله العظيم. In the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about another deception of Dajjal, and that is, on the one side of him he will have in his possession a garden, and on the other side water. The reality of it is that that garden, on the one side will be a garden, and the other side a fire. The reality of it is, whoever enters that garden, that will be in actual fact and reality a fire, and whoever enters the fire, in reality that will be a garden of peace. Now those that outwardly accept Dajjal, he will place them in the garden. Outwardly people will seem that that is peace and tranquility, but the reality is that it will be a fire that will burn. And those who disobey him, disbelieve in him, he will place him in his fire, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the reality of that fire a place of peace and tranquility. If we want the example, we'll find the example of Sayyidina Ibrahim ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu was salam. When he was put into the fire of Namrud, it was a peace, or a place of peace, ease and comfort for him. In this ayat and the ayat that follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's favors upon the Ashab-e-Kahf, that they had left the communities, they made the sacrifice, they left royalty, they left status and rank, and now they go into this cave and they stay there and remain there for a period of 300 years. In this period, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had put them off to sleep, and a very, very deep sleep. Now one needs to understand and realize that for a person to be sleeping for 300 years in itself is a very great miracle. There will be no food that they will be eating, but at the same time they need to be living. And of course, there are going to be harsh conditions on the outside, weather conditions, temperatures, etc. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in these verses, Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about how Allah ta'ala had taken care of them. Allah says, وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ. You will see the sun, when the sun had risen every day of those 300 years, it will evade the cave, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it will move towards the right hand side of the cave. Now this moving doesn't mean that the sun itself moved or it disinclined, but what it means is the location and the position of that cave was in such a manner that whenever the sun had risen, it moved away from the window or from the opening or the door of that cave. And in this manner Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept them preserved. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. And then when it comes to sunset, then we will find that it evaded again the opening in the cave towards the left hand side. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ. And they were in a hollow in this cave. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by making mention of the sun not directly striking them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in actual fact shows us that Allah had taken care of many, many aspects. The one aspect is that the hot sun coming over them obviously would have awakened them, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of them in that way. Secondly, the sun striking and beating upon them would definitely interfere with the temperature in that cave, and hence in that manner also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken care of them. Then one needs to also take cognizance of the fact that these people went into the cave wearing clothing, and of course when sun beats upon any form of material, then it is going to begin to perish. But this material, this clothing of theirs, had to be preserved for this period of 3 centuries, and in that manner also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken care of them. Then further we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to keep the temperature such that they will be able to continue sleeping for 300 years, and in that manner also Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken care of them, that the temperature remained in one temperature throughout the 24 hours of the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then concludes, ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. That is from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps we need to also understand a very important aspect, that these were those people that sacrificed to protect the iman. They sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had looked after all their needs. It comes in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that that person that makes his fikr, his concern, one fikr, and that is his concern is the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of his material, his dunyawi things. Whatever his issues are of this world, his needs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of it. That person that concerns himself about this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not care about that individual. Obviously, as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about that person who makes his concern and his fikr the year after. May yahdillah, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ, then such is a person that has been really and truly guided. There is no guidance besides the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows again that guidance and hidayat comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat. But again, we need to be the recipients. We need to turn our hearts towards this hidayat and guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviates, فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا, then such a person will never find a guardian that will guide that person. In other words, the whole world can come together, that person will never ever find guidance. So in short and brief here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers a very, very strong message to us, that we need to take care of our iman, we need to protect our iman, and in doing so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of our needs, and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.